This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So we got an hour left to the show. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right to it. George, who's up next?
That would be Sandy. She's got a question about organic seed.
Okay. Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about organic seed. I try to garden organically,
yep.
But I'm not sure if I have to start with organic seed.
Okay. When you say seed, so you're looking for, like, to grow, like, tomatoes, things like that, or are we talking lawn seed?
No, vegetables.
Vegetables. Okay. So there are some easy ways to do it if you're trying to keep organic to stay with some of those more organic seeds. So there's a company out there called Botanical Interests that actually sells a lot of their products have been organic to use. A lot of garden centers in the area. Where are you located?
We're in Chelmsford.
Chelmsford? Okay, so you could actually go to the Mahoney's there up in Chelmsford, yeah. And they carry Botanical Interest seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And the
I've seen them. Yes, I'm sorry. I've seen them, and I've also seen them at Johnny's. But my question is, do I have to start with that? Like, I can't wrap my head around if I plant a seed and then I do all the right things to keep it organic. Does it make a difference if I start with the organic?
Well, so it's my honest opinion on it. If you can continue the growth of organic and continue in just the practices of organic while it's going, you're doing a good job with it, and it can be considered organic. The thing I like to do is if I'm going to go completely organic, I just start from the beginning because the seeds are coming from somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're coming from a plant that was previously used. Were there pesticides used on it? Was this, that, or the other thing used on it? And you'd only be able to tell when you see that you know it's organic by getting the package that will say it on there. So it's tough. It's a small seed on a lot of these, so I'll tell you, so some of these, it's not really going to matter. It's the practices that you use afterwards and how you get it growing a lot of the time. But I would buy organic seed to stay organic if you can. If you can't, just keep up with the practices. Take a look at the package of it and see what it says on there of how it was, the information about it. Sometimes it'll tell you how it was harvested, that type of thing. I think it's about how you practice with it afterwards and keep it that way. That would be...
Because if it was GMO, it would have to say it was GMO, right?
Yes, yes. It would have to say GMO, but a lot of them aren't the GMO seeds at this point. They've actually been looked at as they'll say on it. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of the products now will, I believe, actually, to be honest, all of Botanical Interest might be GMO-free.
Okay.
So that's why one of the reasons why I like them the most. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. But that's how I would start. It's kind of a touch and go of how you want to be organically. So you could look at it two ways. If it's a flower, maybe it doesn't really matter if it's organic to start as long as you follow the practices and build it that way. Mm-hmm. Whereas if it's something you consume, depending upon how you consume it, then maybe it would start from organic style.
Yeah, I bet it'd be safe.
Yeah, it's really... A lot of these companies, though, I will say the seed companies are looking to do more in that organic, GMO-free types to really start on that right track.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And yes, and thank you for that question. And then my other question is based on what you told a caller a few minutes ago, putting the 10-10-10 on hydrangea.
Yep.
With the espoma, I think you called it plant food.
Yep.
My hydrangea, I have a stream that goes underneath my driveway, and so my hydrangea sits right up on top of the stream. So it is because that would be a chemical, right? The 10-10-10.
Well, so part of it would have a little bit to do with it. A lot of it comes from natural products that are based out of the soil, but it could have a little bit on it. I'd have to double check it.
Okay, so I was just wondering if it was safe to use that on a hydrangea that sits right above the stream, so I didn't know if any of it could leach down into the dirt that the stream could pick up. Or am I safe to use that?
Got you. I mean, so I'm pulling up the information here, the product online at the same time, and I'm sorry, my computer's freezing. I'm trying to do multiple things at once here.
That's okay. While you're looking, you're in the same zone as me. Are you considering it like 5 or 6?
We're in like 5A.
Oh.
Yeah, we're in between. We're 5A, 5B. It changes, right? It's not all. It's not all the same. It varies.
Looking when to start certain vegetables, and I don't know whether to look at 5 or 6.
Well, so some of the vegetables, so it will depend on if you're starting outside with the temperatures of the soil. One thing I would suggest doing for some of these plants, go to Burpee's website.
Mm-hmm.
Burpee's website, all the different types of vegetables and everything. If you click on a specific one, even if it's, you know, you're not going to buy the seeds from them, mm-hmm. you'll be able to tell, it'll tell you when to start planting it and when to bring it outside. It has these little charts on every product that will give you that information.
I actually did that after you mentioned it last week, and it is very nice. But I think they put me at 6, zone 6.
Yeah, so I'd almost take a look at 6 and 5 and then kind of like average it out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And
yep.
It'll also depend on soil temperatures if you're starting outside,
right.
That type of thing. What I'm gonna have to do with that 10-10-10 being close to a stream, I want to look into it a little bit. I'll call the rep.
Okay.
Actually, did you email this week to me about the seeds?
I did.
Okay, I'm glad you called today so I could talk about it. I was actually gonna. I always have plans of what I'm going to talk about, and I forgot to talk about that. I was hoping to talk about that today. So it's a great, great question. So I have your email, and so let me call the Espoma rep or email him and find out their thought process on it being close to a stream. I just want to get their take so we have a little bit more information instead of you know, hopes and prayers, right? I want to get you the right information. So look for me to get some answer for you soon, but it
and
might take a few days.
And you'll put that in the email?
I will email you back. I have it right here. I see it. I see the email for you. So I will take care of you with that. And then I'm glad you called because it reminded me I wanted to talk about this organic process too.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of the complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929. Now we're going to take a break. We do have some calls on the line, but we should be able to get those right on the other side. But give us a call if you have some questions. 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some calls on the line, so I want to get into those. George, who's up next?
Shirley. She's got a question about her Asiatic lily.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning. I've been waiting for a long time this morning.
I apologize.
I had to call twice in order to get on. My neighbor gave me some Asiatic lilies, and they are just growing and growing taller and taller. I have this four in one pot and one in another, and they're like 34 inches high. And no buds, no blossoms, nothing. And I'm wondering how tall will they get and when should they start blossoming or what?
Okay. So the lilies there, some of them can get they can get like 3 feet tall, depending upon the style of them. How long have they been growing in the pot since you got them?
Well, she got them around Easter time last year, and then after they died out, she was going to throw them away, and then she just brought them over and gave them to me. And then I've sat them out in the pot outside until fall, and then I brought them in and I cut them down and put them down in my basement where it's warm, and a couple times during the winter I gave them some water, so then they started growing, and I brought them up, and they're in my living room in the window and in the west window, and they just took off growing, and they, you know, they're real nice green, real dark green plants, and they're bushy and everything, but they're just spindly, you know, and getting tall.
Yeah, so they can get up to 4 feet tall, so that could be
wow.
one of the problems with it. It will take some time for it to start pushing blossoms to you. It's going to need to see a little bit more warmth and sun. A lot of times, like the Asiatic lilies will actually bloom in early summer, like we're looking at June. So I would think, because they've started off early indoors, That's going to be sooner for you.
Okay.
I'm thinking probably mid to late April, beginning of May. It could be earlier than that. I'm sure you're keeping them a nice sunny window.
Yeah.
They're growing nicely that way. You're keeping them watered, fertilized, etc. So they're enjoying themselves, and it's almost like that warmth outside. So if you were to start it outside when it was, you know, when the temperature started up. So think about it. If you were to put it out maybe mid-April, let's say, normally, right, if that's when it was starting to grow, mid-April, and going there, it would take about 6-8 weeks for it to bloom. So then kind of think about how long it's been upstairs, you know, in your house and how long it's been growing. Say it's like 4 or 5 weeks. You could be not that far away.
Oh, it's been here longer than that, you know, right in the window, and I got them sitting on my living room table in the big window, and but they've been here for quite a while.
Has it been, so how long has it been by a window growing like that?
Let's see. Maybe a couple of months at least.
Okay. Well, I think something should pop soon, especially with some of the warm weather. What I'd suggest doing is possibly the next few days when we have some 60-degree weather, getting it outside.
Okay.
And getting it in some full sun and start getting it acclimated for outside, see how it's going to do for you so you can have some space. You know, maybe put it on like a porch, maybe something that not in an area where bunnies like to go. Bunnies love to chew on some lilies. So you know, take a look and see around, but getting them outside to get them to that weather might help them, push them a little bit. Also, looking at like a fertilizer that would have a heavy middle number to push some blooms would be nice. They have liquid fertilizers that heavy middle number, and then they also have granular that has a heavy middle number. That's what I would do to push the flowers a little bit more.
What numbers would that be?
So on a fertilizer package, it'll say it could be like 5-10-5.
Okay.
So you want that middle number, that 10 to be the higher one, okay?
Okay. Now, this fertilizer can be put on other lilies too?
Yes, it can be on a bunch of different ones. If you want to, we're going to go to a break. I don't want to cut you off. I apologize. If you want to hang tight.
Watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the Revolver spray gun. And use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram. The professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of millions of Americans are clearly worried about the coronavirus here in the United States, but President Trump, not so much.
No, I'm not concerned at all. No, I'm not.
The president commenting during a photo opportunity at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida as he was welcoming Brazil's president for a dinner.
We've had tremendous cooperation with other countries and all over the world, and we've made it very, very tough, very strong, very stringent borders.
Missouri, Kansas, and the nation's capital all reporting their first confirmation confirmed cases of the virus. Meanwhile, the Italian government has locked down entire sections of the northern part of that country, restricting movement for a quarter of the Italian population in a fight to contain the virus there. The Prime Minister announcing the governmental decree yesterday, saying it's a national emergency. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going into break, and Shirley and I were talking. Are you still with us, Shirley?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry about that. We just kept talking, and I didn't even realize the break was coming, and I wanted to keep you on here because you waited so long, and I do appreciate that. So what we were talking about right at the end was the fertilizer for it. They do have some liquid fertilizers, like a 10-10-10, that you could use to help push some of that fertilizer out. Bonide has one. They also have some wettable powders, which that is like a powder that you would mix in like a watering can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Peters has a good one for their booster.
Yeah, I've used that.
Okay.
I've used that in the past, but.
Yeah, and they have one that I believe is specifically called Bloom Booster.
Okay.
Or something along those lines, and it will help push some of those blossoms to grow a little bit more for
mm-hmm.
you. Okay. But I think I think some of those buds are right around the corner. For you. I think just getting them outside a little bit, just getting them some of that air, that,
okay.
you know, that might help a little bit to keep them out there for the week. Just look at the temperatures later on in the week. Right now I'm seeing overnight temperatures like Friday, Saturday, where it's in freezing. And we don't want to leave it out there in those mm-hmm. freezing temperatures. So bring it back in the house
bring
at that point.
Bring them in at night. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to have my garden rototilled, which hasn't been done for quite a while. I usually dig it up by myself.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of organic fertilizer would I put on? And could I put it on, like, the day that they rototill it so they can work it right in?
Oh, definitely. What do you use the area for? Is it just your garden?
Yes.
Okay.
My vegetables, yeah.
So you could use Garden Tone
uh-huh.
from Espoma. You can mix that over the top and have them, rototill that in. You could definitely
okay.
be doing that. Garden Tones, like the all-purpose fertilizer, and it'll tell you, depending upon how big of the area it is, of how much to use.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to use in a vegetable garden, 50 square foot bed, you would actually apply 3.5 pounds.
Okay.
For 50 square feet. Also, if you could add any like organic matter on top of that, any compost or peat moss or anything before they rototill.
Okay.
That would help because we're gonna it's gonna mix it into that soil and get it richer that way.
Now, what about calcium? A powder, put that in too, because last year my tomatoes didn't do good and my cucumbers, I didn't get any cucumbers, and I was told that it needed a lot of calcium.
Okay, so for the calcium aspect of it, you could actually put some tomato tone in it, or you could add a calcitic lime, which would be that fast-acting lime. But tomato tone has some calcium in it to help with that, because it helps with blossom end rot. That's what we worry about with calcium deficiencies. So you could use that, or like a calcitic lime.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest, if you could, is get a soil sample taken.
Yeah.
Natural Alternatives is doing that free soil test right now where they'll get you that information so you can see what else you need to add to the soil. And it'll give you some rates of the nutrients that you should add to it to be more successful. And especially if you tell them it's for a garden, like a vegetable garden, they'll specifically tell you what you should add for that. And it's free right now, so you might as well get that soil sample before it's rototilled. So you can see what's going on. You can see what's going on, and then you can say, oh, I need to add this, get it on top of the soil when they come in and rototill. Then it mixes it up nice, and you're getting a fresh start.
Yeah, I have the envelope and all the information and stuff, you know, the kit here.
Yep.
And all I got to do is just go out and get the dirt. When else does.
right? That's what we have to wait for, unfortunately. But that's definitely going to help you be successful. Because it's going to tell you what's going on underneath, and we can't tell without that test.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. All right. George, we still got a few calls on the line? All right. Let's go right to the next one. Who's up next?
Hi.
All right, Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling.
My son planted a magnolia plant last year, and during the winter when they plowed, they knocked the plant over. And I don't know if it can be saved or what can be done about it.
Okay. Is the ground thawed in an area where you might be able to dig to the side of it?
Probably.
So on the side that you're trying to lift it up and get it back up, see if you can dig out, one side of it, half of it, to try and move that root ball that was there back standing straight up. If that isn't the case and you can't do that, you might have to try using a staking kit and slowly pulling it back up.
Okay.
So the reason why I'm saying take half is because you never know which way where the root ball is and how far it's gone out. Try to get, as wide of a hole as you can on one side, but you'll be able to tell, you might be able to tell where that root ball was, so you get an idea of where you might be able to move it.
A branch fell off. I'm sorry. A branch is down, but it's wrapped in plastic or something that it came in. And that's the thing that, fell down or is down. I don't know if it's broken all the way down or what.
So what I'd try to do is take some of that plastic off of it so you can see where it's broken. And if it has cracked anywhere, just get rid of it.
Okay.
Because if it's cracked in there, you want to make that fresh cut so it can heal nicely versus having that rough edge on it. If it's not cracked all the way through and you see that it started to like fuse back together, then you might be able to use like some guy wire to hold it back to the tree itself or to the plant by, and you can, you can use almost like some string, some biodegradable string that will slowly break down over time, where you would tie it to the branch, pull it back closer to the main stem, and have it cleaned that way. If you're noticing that, you know, it's a major difference between where the branch has fallen and the stem, you might be able to cut a little bit so it, where the callus has formed on that cut, to have it refuse by pulling it back up that way too. So there's a couple options. You just need to see how bad the break is.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I would recommend definitely fertilizing with something this spring to help it, because it has a trauma. You know, it has something that's affected it. Use like a plant tone or a tree tone for the magnolia. Also, if you look at the natural alternative protolizer, that will help it, help its root system grow stronger. It's an additive to the fertilizer.
Okay, I do have that fertilizer. Can I do fertilizer today?
I would wait a little bit. The ground is still a little bit too cold for the roots to be completely active. I'd wait maybe 2 or 3 more weeks. Let the soil temperature warm up a little bit more.
All right. Thank you so very much.
All right. Good luck. You too. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. We can get right into the next one. George, who's up next? All right. So we're going to keep on keeping on then. Perfect. So a lot of things out there to be getting out there and doing. Enjoying the temperatures, enjoying the day. It's warming up this week. So we wanted to get ready for spring. Spring's only 11 days, 14 hours, 8 minutes, and 35 seconds away. So, you know, nobody's counting. But not far away, right? Spring is on the way. So enjoy some of this weather. Get out. Clean some of the beds, get rid of some of the old leaves that are there. You know, if you're starting to see some of your bulbs pop up, or some of your, you know, I was looking out, I have a peony that's starting to form bud, you know, leaf buds on the side. And I cleaned around it, and then I was looking at the weather, it's going to warm up, but then I look at the end of the week and I'm like, I might just put the leaves back. So those might be some of the things to think about going forward. So just a thought. You know, it is good to clean up now, but I'd like to see, you know, at that cold temperature, maybe leaving something around it on some of your more tender plants. Like a peony for me, it's been I transplanted it 2 years ago. I haven't had a flower on it yet. It usually takes a number of years for it to do that when you transplant it. So this year, I'm like, I need a flower out of this. It's grown so big. It was beautiful, but no flower. So I wanted to protect it and take care of it. So I might throw some of those leaves back, even though that garden started to look good. So, you know, maybe add some fertilizer soon, but not yet. Maybe, you know, 3-4 weeks down the road. We're probably looking at April 1st. But again, the temperatures will tell us that. Once the soil temperature starts to warm up, getting closer to the 50s in the soil, that will really help. Anything you're transplanting, I've talked about it, Biotone Starter Plus. Now, this is going to give your garden planting insurance with that Biotone Starter Plus. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural plant food, organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I was looking online, I just had gone on to Google, and I noticed something, and I said, I knew that was today, but today is International Women's Day. So I do have to say there's a lot of women in my life who have been, they've changed my life and made it right. So I want to thank those women out there for being there and doing everything. Obviously, my mom has been a great influence in my life, helped me through this. I wouldn't be in the program that I am today doing this if it wasn't for her. So I do appreciate everything she's done. Both my grandmothers were awesome people, helped us, and think about them all the time. My wife, I can't say enough about my wife when it comes to being an inspiration to my two daughters and me. Takes care of me like I'm one of the kids, I swear. That's usually how it goes, right? And then my two daughters, awesome. They make me think about everything all day. Make me want to get up and hang out with them and play with them. We should celebrate women more than just on one day. So that's kind of why, you know, I have so many women in my life that I celebrate. But it's good to celebrate them now and talk about them. It's one of the awesome things. I was looking at all the calls we've had today, and over 50% have been women today. It's fitting for that, and I love it. I really do enjoy it, and I'm so happy that, you know, I have so many influential women in my life. So happy International Women's Day. Although they give you one day, I believe it should be every day. So thank you to the women in our lives. And when you see somebody who's important to you today, a woman who's done something for you, thank them. Let them know. We're going to take a break. We'll wrap up the show after the break with the final couple minutes. So we'll see you in a few after the messages here.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We've got just a few minutes left in the show, so we'll wrap up the show. Talk about a couple things here. We talked about it a few times, but that soil test from Natural Alternatives is free right now with the coupon code SOILTEST, all one word. Or you can call them to get some information about it. Mention the Paul Parent Garden Club. You can call them. That phone number is 888-546-5941. Again, 888-546-5941. And just mention the Paul Parent Garden Club. You're looking to get the soil test. They will send you a kit. What you will do is you're going to take the soil sample from, say you're taking it from a garden. You'll take it from the four corners and one from the middle. You'll mix it all together. What we like to do is put it in like a five-gallon bucket or something. Leave it outside for 24 hours to just let it dry out a little bit, right? Some of that air to dry it out. So you're not sending water. You're sending just the soil. Takes about 7 to 10 business days for them to get everything taken care of once they've received it. So it could take a little bit of extra time, so it could be a little bit more. But they're going to give you an in-depth look at what's going on in your soil and how they can help you. They're also going to tell you some examples of what to do. If you have questions on the soil sample, they actually want you to call them. Again, that would be the same phone number. They want you to call and ask questions. They're going to email you the kit if you want, or mail it as well. But a lot of times, you know, it might be just quicker for them to email it to you. But getting those results, sometimes you look at them and you say, oh, okay, it's just It's just a bunch of numbers, and what does it mean? So that's why they want you to call them, so you can discuss it. But they will tell you, you need to do this to your soil, you need to do this, etc. Don't just do it when it's a bad, you know, bad experience in the past year or two. Do it when you've been successful so you can see how to keep that going and what you're looking to get, right? So you can add it. A lot I've heard today is a bunch of you guys out there are looking to get the gardens rototilled this spring. Get that soil sample taken before you rototill so you can add anything to that soil to rototill it in. Anytime you're rototilling, I recommend adding some sort of compost to the top. Something. Is it peat moss? Is it compost? Is it, just a different type of topsoil just to add to it? Are you looking for pea humus? Something. Just add it to there to get it more of a rich soil line to help out anything that's growing there. An additive to make that all those things work, protolyzer, or using a biotone starter early in the spring to get everything with that transplant shock, help it get through it, helps with those roots grow bigger and develop a little bit quicker. So it's something to really look at. As far as getting some fertilizers down, it's a little bit early right now for most of New England. Let the soil temperatures get closer to 50 degrees before we put anything down other than like a lime, a pelletized lime. We don't want to put the fast-acting lime. We'd be looking at the pelletized lime. You could also put gypsum down, the pelletized gypsum, not the fast-acting gypsum. We want the temperatures to be warmer so the roots are actively growing and the soil is awake and ready to be moving about and do its natural process of moving the elements through. So that's why we want to wait a little bit. It's gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous this week, and we're getting excited. But take a look at your soil temperatures in the area. You can do it yourself. You can get a soil thermometer, or you can go online. There's a website that I was talking about earlier today. That website is greencastonline.com. For soil temperatures, you can find the soil temperature map. I put in my area. It said it was 42.2 average. And then I checked out where my mom lives up in Maine, and it said their five-day average is 35 degrees. So 7 degrees difference. So nothing's really ready to go. I'm sure there's some snow up there, too. So that doesn't help, right? But, you know, it really matters what the soil temperatures are. So really take a look at it to get ready for some of those things so you can be successful this year. You know, rototilling, soil samples, and getting the right temperatures to start going so you have the most success. Well, that's going to wrap us up for this week. I appreciate everybody who called and who listened to the show, so I do appreciate it. Again, happy International Women's Day. All the women in my life have been very impactful, so I appreciate you all. Until next week, get out there, guys. Get out there, plant something, be good to each other, and try to make this place a better place. We'll see you in a week. Have a good one.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.